Talk number 42, 24th of September, 1936. Mr. Duncan Greenlee's Madanapale wrote as follows. One has at times had vivid flashes of a consciousness whose center is outside the normal self and which seems to be inclusive, without concerning the mind with philosophical concepts. How would Bhagavan advise us to work towards getting, retaining, and extending those flashes? Does abhyasa in such experiences involve retirement? Bhagavan answered, outside. For whom is inside or outside? They can be only so long as there are the subject and object. For whom are these two again? They both will resolve into the subject only. See who is in the subject. The investigation leads you to pure consciousness beyond the subject. Normal self is the mind. This mind is with limitations, but pure consciousness is beyond limitations and reached by investigation as above outlined. Getting. Self is always there. One seeks to destroy the obstacles to the revelation of the self. Retaining. Having once gained the self, it will be understood to be here and now. It is never lost. Extending. There is no extending the self, for it is always without contraction or expansion. Retirement. Abiding in the self is solitude, because there is nothing alien to the self. Retirement must be from some one place to another. There is neither the one nor the other apart from the self. All being the self, retirement is impossible and inconsistent. Abhyasa is investigation into the self. Talk number 43, 28th March 1935. Mr. S. Raghunathan, ICS, Collector of Valour, Mr. S. V. Ramamurti, ICS, and Mr. T. Raghavia, late Diwan of Pudukkote State, visited the ashram. Mr. Raghunathan asked, kindly instruct me as to how the mind may be controlled. Maharshi, there are two methods. The one is to see what the mind is, then it subsides. The second is to fix your attention on something. Then the mind remains quiet. The questioner repeated the question for further elucidation. The same answer was returned, with a little more added. The questioner did not look satisfied. Mr. Raghavia asked, men of the world that we are, we have some kind of grief or another, and do not know how to get over it. We pray to God and still are not satisfied. What can we do? Maharshi, trust God. Devotee, we surrender, but still there is no help. Maharshi, yes, if you have surrendered, you must be able to abide by the will of God and not make a grievance of what may not please you. Things may turn out differently from what they look apparently. Distress often leads men to faith in God. Devotee. But we are worldly. There is the wife, there are the children, friends, and relatives. We cannot ignore their existence and resign ourselves to divine will without retaining some little of the personality in us. Maharshi. That means you have not surrendered, as professed by you. You must only trust God. Mr. Ramamurti asked, Swamiji, I have read Brunton's book, A Search in Secret India, and was much impressed by the last chapter, where he says that it is possible to be conscious without thinking. I know that one can think, remaining forgetful of the physical body. Can one think without the mind? Is it possible to gain that consciousness which is beyond thoughts? Maharshi, yes, there is only one consciousness which subsists in the waking, dream, and sleep states. In sleep, there is no I. The I thought arises on waking, and then the world appears. Where was this I in sleep? Was it there or was it not? It must have been there also, but not in the way that you feel now. The present is only the I thought, whereas the sleeping I is the real I. It subsists all through. It is consciousness. If it is known, you will see that it is beyond thoughts. Devotee, can we think without the mind? Maharshi, thoughts may be like any other activities, not disturbing to the Supreme Consciousness. Devotee, can one read others' minds? The Master, as usual, told him to find his self before worrying about others. Quote, where are others apart from oneself? Asked the Master. Mr. Raghavia asked, how shall we correlate the higher experience with the lower experience, meaning spiritual experience with mundane affairs? Maharshi, there is only one experience. What are the worldly experiences but those built up on the false I? Ask the most successful person of the world if he knows his self. He will say, no. What can anyone know without knowing the self? All worldly knowledge is built upon such a flimsy foundation. Mr. Ramamurti, how to know the real I as distinct from the false I? Maharshi, is there anyone who is not aware of himself? Each one knows, but yet does not know, the self. A strange paradox. The Master later added, if the inquiry is made whether mind exists, it will be found that mind does not exist. That is control of mind. Otherwise, if the mind is taken to exist and one seeks to control it, it amounts to mind controlling the mind, just like a thief turning out to be a policeman to catch the thief, that is himself. Mind persists in that way alone, but eludes itself. Talk number 44. 3rd of April, 1935. Mr. Ekanath Rao, an engineer, asked Sri Bhagavan if solitude is necessary for vichara. Maharshi, there is solitude everywhere. The individual is solitary always. His business is to find out within and not seek it without. Devotee, the workaday world is distracting. Maharshi, do not allow yourself to be distracted. Inquire for whom there is distraction. It will not afflict you after a little practice. Devotee, even the attempt is impossible. Maharshi, make it and it will be found not so difficult. Devotee, but the answer does not come for the search inward. Maharshi, the inquirer is the answer, and no other answer can come. What comes afresh cannot be true. What always is true. Talk number 45, 6th April, 1935. A visitor asked, "The path of realization is difficult. Worldly matters are easy of understanding, whereas this is not." Maharshi, "Yes. The mind always seeks external knowledge, leaving aside its own inner knowledge." Devotee, a stay of a day with Sri Bhagavan is good. A stay of 2 days is better. Of 3 days more so, and so on. If it is a continuous stay here, how shall we get on with our mundane work? Maharshi, stay here or elsewhere must be understood to be the same and to have the same effect.